Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, December 9th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. Leading off today, even though the iPhone 13 lineup was just announced a few months ago, rumors about the iPhone 14 are already gaining traction. This time, a new supply chain report says that Apple is planning to use a hole punch design on the iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max, suggesting that it will shift away from the notch. Normally, we would treat a rumor like this with a healthy dose of skepticism, but this corroborates something that was previously reported by the reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo. In fact, Kuo first reported on Apple's plans to adopt a hole-punch display back in March, and he later doubled down on this claim in September. Today's report also indicates that the iPhone 14 will be available in two form factors at 6.1 inches and 6.7 inches. Apple is rumored to be splitting the iPhone lineup into these two form factors, offering an iPhone 14, an iPhone 14 Max, an iPhone 14 Pro, and an iPhone 14 Pro Max. So for the first time ever, you'll be able to get the larger screened iPhone, but without paying for a Pro iPhone. The iPhone 14 Pro and iPhone 14 Pro Max will reportedly be the two models to feature a hole punch display, while the other two will continue to use the notch. If Apple is able to pull off a hole-punch display in time for next year's iPhone 14, it'll certainly be impressive. Currently, the notch is home to quite a few different sensors and components, including the front-facing camera and the sensors necessary for Face ID. So Apple needs to figure out how to fit all of this technology outside of the notch, both under the display and in the hole punch itself. In other news today, Instagram might soon launch a feature that many users have been asking for. It's not an iPad app, but the company is apparently actively exploring adding a chronological feed option to the application. The announcement was made by Instagram's head, Adam Mosseri, who testified before Congress this week focused on how Instagram affects children. One of the topics that repeatedly came up during the testimony is how Instagram might be addictive for users. And one obvious aspect of this is Instagram's algorithm that ranks the posts you see in your feed. Mosseri testified that Instagram has been working on adding a chronological option to the Instagram app for months, and that it hopes to launch it sometime in the first quarter of next year. So this would mean that you'd be able to view your Instagram feed in chronological order, with the newest posts appearing at the top, or you could still opt to use Instagram's algorithmic order. And if it sounds familiar being able to view your Instagram feed in chronological order, it's because that's how Instagram's feed was displayed until 2016, which is when it initially made the switch to the algorithm. Unfortunately, there are no additional details available on Instagram's chronological feed option. The company simply says that it's something it is working on. But either way, this is a notable departure from Instagram's very public refusal to add a chronological option several years ago. We are sponsored this week by Fitness View. From the creators of popular apps such as Waterminder and Calorie, Fitness View is a way to track your health data directly on your iPhone and Apple Watch. Fitness View makes it easy to track all of your health app statistics, allowing you to drill down into more detail, including detailed overviews of things like your weekly averages, streaks, and more. You can set specific health goals and keep tabs directly in the Fitness View application, keep track of all of your workouts and analyze your progress, share your activity goals, add widgets to your home screen, and so much more. Fitness View is my favorite way to view all of my health data directly on my iPhone and my Apple Watch. Learn more and get started today for free at the link in the show notes below. Rounding out today, Apple's request for a delay in the App Store changes required by the Epic Games versus Apple ruling has been granted. This comes after Judge Yovan Gonzalez-Rogers denied Apple's request for a delay last month, but Apple immediately announced its plans to appeal to the Ninth Circuit Court. The Ninth Circuit Court has now agreed with Apple and agreed to delay the changes that were required by Judge Rogers' ruling. The original ruling from Judge Rogers said that Apple would have to adjust its App Store guidelines to allow developers to link out to third-party payment options. This refers to Apple's guidelines that state developers are not allowed to steer customers in making digital purchases outside of the App Store. Under the original decision, Apple had until December 9th, or today, to comply with the required changes. But this delay gives it more time to prepare, and it means that the changes are put on hold until the appeal is settled. In its request for a delay, Apple had argued that it would be exceedingly complicated to make these changes to the App Store by December 9th. The company said that it would take months to figure out the engineering, economic, business, and other issues related to the changes. The Ninth Circuit Court agreed and said that Apple had properly demonstrated, at minimum, that its appeal raises serious questions on the merit of the ruling. So now that Apple's appeal has been granted, there is no firm deadline for when it will need to make the changes to the App Store. Apple and Epic Games are both appealing the ruling from Judge Rogers, which sets the stage for a very lengthy legal process, and the delay will remain in place until both appeals are settled. And in the meantime, the App Store can operate as normal. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.